Well, this morning I'm speaking to Mark Livermore, the Sydney Royal Cheese and Dairy Produce Show Chair of Judges. Good morning to you, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Now, just quickly, Mark, the Sydney Royal Cheese and Dairy Produce Show is going ahead for 2021. That's fantastic news.
Yes, it is. We've looked very closely and we can abide by the COVID rules, and we were the only Royal Cheese and Dairy Show held this year, and we're open for exhibits to go ahead in February next year. So we believe that it'll be the start of a really good year for the dairy industry.
Well, we do have a very big dairy industry here in the Hunter Valley. Is it too soon for me to put a good word in for some of the producers here, Mark?
No, not at all. Not at all. You've got some very good producers in the Hunter and up there at Muswellbrook. So yes, we see quite a few of them at the show each year, and they do very, very well.
How many entries, generally speaking, do you get each year for the show?
It varies. But we get somewhere between 800 and 1,000 entries usually, and they're judged by a panel of judges, usually about four panels, three judges on each panel, and it takes us about four full days to go through and judge all the entries.
So do you actually, as the judge, have to try every piece of blue cheese that comes your way? Because if that's the case, I would like to apply for that position, please.
Not as the chair of judges. My role usually is if there is any questions from the judging panel or any clarification, or if we recognise that everyone has a slightly different palate and we like the judges to judge within 2 points of one another. If there's a little bit of a discrepancy, well, that's my role as a adjudicator, and to come in and have a look and see what they're discussing and go from there.
Mark, as you know, over the last few years, we were going through a pretty dreadful drought in other parts of New South Wales, but specifically for us here in the Hunter. Did you notice if that had an effect on the produce that you were judging?
I know it had an effect on the farmers. The quality of the produce that we were receiving, no, it didn't. We still receive top quality products at the show, and a large number of gold, silver and bronze entries. The volume of milk that the manufacturers were processing did decline, but the actual quality of the product, no.
Well, that's always pleasing to hear now that we've had a bit of rain. Hopefully that it will continue on as well as it has in the past.
And hopefully, yes, and hopefully we get a little bit more rain. We're really looking for some here on the mid-north and north coast.
I don't doubt that. Now, entries are open at the moment and close on the 21st of this month, and then judging will take place from the 15th to the 18th of February. So do you go into lockdown for those 4 days? Do you have to stay away from everybody so you can't be influenced in any way?
Well, I wouldn't call it lockdown, but yes, we are. We judge on the site at the RAS grounds at Olympic Park, and basically there's just the judges there and the stewards looking after the products and working our way through it.
Well, could you please let me know if you're ever needing somebody, especially when it comes to blue cheese. I'll even bring my own crackers.
Sounds good. It is.
Mark Livermore, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks, Andrew. You take care.